This is the State of Things from the Triad stage in downtown Greensboro. I'm Frank Stacio, and I am not completely sure what most 15-year-olds would say is their favorite music, but for Ellie Burdett, it is Wagner and the new hit musical Hamilton. While this combination of musical taste may seem unlikely when you hear Ellie and her sisters play together, it is clear that their influences are wide-ranging and sophisticated. Ellie and her two sisters, Fiona and Jessie, each started taking music lessons at 5 years of age. They have been performing as the Dan River Girls. The Dan River Girls are Fiona Burdett on mandolin and cello, Ellie Burdett on the bass, and Jessie Burdett on the fiddle, and they are here at Upstage Cabaret right now. Fiona, let me start with you. I think you've been playing the longest. When did you decide to become a band?
Well, we all began by playing only classical music, and then about 4 years ago, we started taking traditional music lessons from Rex McGee in King, North Carolina, and also vocal lessons from Martha Bassett, and that was when we really started playing together, when we started playing traditional music and singing together.
Ellie, tell me about that transition. Was that something you wanted to do, or somebody may have suggested it to you? Why did you make the change?
I think our parents suggested it at first, but it's really fun, so.
Now, tell me honestly, because nobody's listening. There's nobody here. It's just the two of us. What do you, when you first heard that, what was your first thought about making that change?
I think we were just excited to try something new.
Because after so many years, so many years of classical, you decided it was time for change. Why don't we hear a sample of what you now do? Could you play a song for us? That is Bluegrass Breakdown, performed by the Dan River Girls, Fiona Burdett on the mandolin and cello. No cello here today. We got a bass, no cello. And Ellie Burdett is on the bass, Jessie Burdett on the fiddle. We just failed to establish your ages. Fiona, let's go down the line, and I'll start with the farthest mic on the end. Fiona, you. How old are you?
I'm 17.
Jessie?
I'm 13.
And Ellie?
And I'm 15.
So they're young. I mean, they're young. Fiona, let me ask you about taking lessons. You mentioned Rex McGee. Tell us a little more about Rex.
Oh, yeah, he's from King, North Carolina. He's amazing at all instruments, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he teaches each of us on our respective instruments.
It's a different kind of music. I mean, it seems to me that does he talk much about the history of the music, where it comes from, and again, the feel, how you even approach the instrument. Do you get much of that from him?
Yeah, he's introduced us to all different styles of traditional music, like jazz and bluegrass, old time American, and then other fiddle tunes like El Cumbanchero, which is sort of a Spanish fiddle tune. We also do French Canadian, and then also Scottish too. We go to a music camp most summers on the Isle of Skye in Scotland, where we learn Celtic music, which is what I play the cello on. I think we're going to do a song a little bit later in that style, but you can really hear the connections between the American traditional music and Scottish traditional music.
Wow, that's really great stuff. So yeah. How long are you there in this camp? You go to Scotland every summer?
Yeah, well, our mom's from Edinburgh, so we go there to visit our grandparents and our family, and then we go to a week-long music course on the Isle of Skye.
Wow, great stuff. Yeah. Well, we'll talk some more, but could you play another song for us?
Sure.
Great. Yeah. That's the Dan River Girls, an old-timey Scottish favorite, tell them. So do you have a blend? Do you do popular music and old-timey music? Is that, Fiona, I'll put the question to you. Yeah?
Yes, we do all different styles.
Well, Jesse, let me ask you a question about making this transition. I want to get back to, you know, each of you started, as I understand it, at the age of 5 with a different instrument, but all in the classical tradition. You have gone from what was called at that time, when you were 5, a violin. You now call it a fiddle. And I wonder, same instrument, what was it like for you, the transition for you? Did you have to, was it a difficult change?
Traditional music is a lot freer than classical music. So there's no sheet music or anything. You learn by ear. So it was a little bit hard, but I'm used to it now.
It trains your ear a little bit, too. You kind of know what you're listening for. Ellie, the three of you take voice lessons, too. I wonder if I could ask you about taking voice lessons and how that goes.
Well, we take from Martha Bassett, who's an amazing folk singer. And I think since we're sisters, we can do three-part harmony, like, pretty well. And it's what Martha Bassett calls sister harmonies.
Well, it's good to know it's harmonious. I'm guessing there were times around the house, Mom is here, where it's not always harmonious.
Yeah.
Were you singing together? I mean, did you just do that anyway as kids, run around the house singing songs?
Yeah, we would sing a lot, but like never in like three-part harmony.
Yeah. So. Right. Well, the harmony was hard to come by. Can I ask you to play another song for us?
Yeah.
Great.
So I think we're going to play a set of Scottish tunes now.
Oh, and the cello is here. Yes. There we go. Yes. That's the Dan River Girls here in Greensboro, the Upstage Cabaret in downtown Greensboro, McKay's Memoirs. Jesse, let me ask you about that song. That's a Scottish traditional song, is it?
Yes.
Go ahead, tell me more about it.
It was written by Martin Bennett, who was kind of like the Scottish Mozart. It's kind of modern, but it has traditional ties, too.
Well, I wonder, you know, you talked about having to learn by ear when you play traditional music and how that's different from reading sheet music. And I would think for a musician, being familiar with the style of music helps you if you're playing by ear. You know that kind of a tune. It's a bluegrass song. Here's how they go. That one sounds, to my ear anyway, not as traditional or not as, not as familiar to my ear. Does a song like that take you longer to learn?
Well, usually a song has like a pattern that you can follow. So once you figure that out, you're pretty good.
What about that, Fiona? In a song like this, again, a Scottish traditional song, is it important to you to learn those patterns to understand kind of where this come from and hear 30 or 40 songs like that to get it?
Yeah, I think it is important. And it, yeah, you usually have to, you learn the melody of the song and then you learn some accompaniment lines and then you can add harmonies and keep adding to it. So it can take a while.
Great stuff. Do you let me ask you, Ellie, if you practice a lot, you spend a lot of time practicing together?
Yeah, we do. We try and practice every day, like after dinner. But sometimes if school is pretty busy, it doesn't always happen.
Well, at least you're in the same room. You don't all have to get rides.
Yes.
Your mom doesn't have to drive you to practice. That's good. That's great. I want to leave you a little time to play us out, so I want to tell everybody the Dan River Girls, a group of mostly high school and junior high school kids, Fiona Burdett on mandolin and cello, Ellie Burdett on bass, Jesse on the fiddle. Thank you so much for being here. You can find out more about the Dan River Girls at our website, stateofthings.org. Our program is produced by Laura Lee, Anita Rao, Charlie Shelton-Ormond, and Katie Barron, as well as Laura Pelliser. Robin Copley is our technical director. Al Wadarski is helping out today as well. Brent Wolf, WNC's news director. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio. Once again, the Dan River Girls.
Home sweet home, me.